Hello and welcome back to part two of this three-part training series called Confidence is the New Black for female entrepreneurs who are playing it small but want to seriously boost their inner confidence to get out there and put their business on the map. In the first audio, I shared my story about how I started a business without realising the practicalities of it. And I spent months and even years paralysed by fear and I stood in my own way. How I was shy and insecure and I doubted my ability in pretty much everything and especially my knowledge as an expertise as an image consultant. But on my 30th birthday, I had a turning point and the next day I woke up and decided to take back control of my future. I had to do the mindset work before I had the confidence to go out there and take my business by the horns. So I want to explain exactly why mindset is always, always, always the foundation to business success and the success that you dream of. And in this training audio, I'm going to list some of the most common blocks to business success and where they come from and why your business is most likely being run by a seven-year-old. So grab yourself a pen and paper because you'll want to note down any of the damaging beliefs that could be blocking your own success. So how do you actually gain more confidence? Well, you don't. You simply rediscover the confidence that you were born with. You peel back all the crap that you believe about yourself that simply isn't true. You were born confident. We were all born confident. As babies and toddlers, we loved everything about ourselves. We weren't shy. We loved being the centre of attention. We didn't question our ability or our worth. My godchildren and three-year-old niece are a perfect example of this, and they love nothing more than watching videos of themselves over and over again. They can't get enough of it. They sing out of tune but don't care. They don't even notice. They think they're fantastic. They wear fancy dress costumes in public. They will happily dance around naked without a care in the world. And they know what they want, and they aren't afraid to ask for it. And we wouldn't expect anything less from toddlers. But as the years go by, teachers, parents, grandparents, peers, and life takes over. And gradually we find that the praise starts to diminish and the judgment and criticism increases. By the age of 14, we have a deep fear of judgment. But just imagine how different your life would be if you still believed in yourself and had that confidence like you did as a toddler. I'm guessing you would have a very different inner dialogue to the one you have now, right? Like I ask all of my clients, would you actually have any friends if you talk to others in the way that you talk to yourself? That usually makes a lot of people think because so many of us, we wouldn't dare of talking to other people or dream of it, talking to other people in the way that we speak to ourselves. So if you're struggling with confidence in your business, then it's because you've got a negative inner voice, a self-bully, as I like to call it. And that self-bully will stop you in your tracks of success every time. From my years as a confidence coach, I have seen many different clients and I've come up with a list of the most common limiting beliefs, and they're the lies that we tell ourselves that stop us from getting the success that we desire. So which of these lies are you telling yourself? Maybe it's linked to you not feeling worthy and saying things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy of success, or I'm scared of what others will say or think about what I'm doing. I'm scared of their judgment and criticism. I couldn't handle the rejection. Perhaps it's fear of being visible and not wanting to rock the boat, and deep down being really scared that you might lose your friends. You're scared of being visible and then feeling humiliated. Maybe it's actual fear of success and thinking, what if success changes me? I don't want to leave other people behind. I might not have time for my friends or family. I'll just have to go it alone. And everyone knows it's lonely at the top, right? Now, people can often be fearful of being success successful and getting success and then losing it. And this fear is enough to keep us playing small for years. Then there's the fear of practicalities, the practicality of running a business. I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to come across as salesy. I'm not techie enough. It will take me ages to work out how to send a newsletter, or I don't think I'm capable of that kind of responsibility required to run a business. Then there's the fear of the economy and external circumstances. There's having the recession and believing that, you know, no one's going to have money to pay for stuff. No one's got money to buy for anything, let alone my services. Or it costs money to make money. And then a major one. Who, me? Little old me? Those people over there can have success, but success and money isn't for people like me. Now, all this leads to overwhelm, and you then want to just put your head under the duvet and forget about everything for a little while. You feel like a fraud and like you'll be found out somehow. And this leads to you thinking small, to being okay with not having that many clients, to being okay with charging less than your competitors. You get a negative self-image and you believe that there is fundamentally something wrong with you. These are all caused by that fearful and loud inner critic. And this in turn leads to self-sabotaging behaviours, which are caused by your subconscious mind destroying your chances of great success by coming up with too many excuses, like, I don't have the time or the energy to be as successful as I'd like to be. Telling yourself that you're too busy to make a proper success of it, or I'm not organised enough, my maths isn't good enough, I'm too old or young to be a successful business owner. I don't quite yet know enough. I need another certificate or qualification. That one was me for years, actually. Then there's perfectionism. When my website is perfect, then I'll advertise. When my newsletter is perfect, then I'll hit send. And one of the best ways our mind has of blocking our success is a little thing called procrastination. I'll do it tomorrow. But as we all know, deep down, tomorrow never actually comes. Then there's not investing in yourself and just expecting yourself to be able to do everything yourself. And all of this leads to us resenting other people's success. I'll be honest, I used to cyberstalk other image consultants on the internet and feel so jealous of their success. But I didn't realise how damaging that is. Think about it. What are you actually telling your brain? If you're criticising the success that you desire, then no wonder you end up being so afraid of other people's judgments. Because what I was doing is I was begrudging the top women in my industry. And that's not even mentioning all of the money blocks. Women in particular have huge objections to earning more money, but 90% of them are subconscious, so we don't even know that we're blocking money. But that's a whole other topic in itself, and one for another training series. So given all that, it's no wonder that we feel like we're spinning in our wheels constantly. All this is causing resistance. And this is basically what's standing in the way of you and your dream business. The bad news is that if you don't do something about this, then you will be stuck in this frustrating limbo land in a year's time, just like I was. But the great news is that there's a simple answer to resolve all of this, and it's to do with your mindset. So which of those limiting beliefs do you hold true for yourself? I had almost all of them, and the same goes for the majority of my clients. Now, I quote from Steve Chandler when I say this: 4 out of 5 small businesses fail, but what people don't realize is that it's always due to emotions. There's lack of clarity, there's limiting beliefs which are holding us back from creating the business that we dream of. Let me give you an example of one of my clients. Tracy had dreamed for over 8 years about teaching her skills to others. And when I asked her why she wasn't training people, she said that she needed another certificate and it was quite expensive. So in that session, we explored this and we discovered that it wasn't actually true. There is no law claiming that she needs a teaching degree in her own profession. Insurance, yes, but not another certificate. So this was just another way that she was blocking herself. This was another obstacle that she was putting in the way and sabotaging her success. She was stalling her success. But once we did the mindset work required for her to really see her value and worth, she no longer needed the outside validation to go after her dreams, and she was able to take the action required. Now, she's not only training other people, but she was actually approached by a university to deliver a lecture to a group of students on her work. I mean, how incredible is that? And these are the incredible results that you get when you gain the confidence and courage and you clear your limiting beliefs and you put yourself out there. So be honest with yourself. Do you really need another qualification, or is that just another stalling tactic? Now, clearly, I'm not advocating that people set up a business in something that they know nothing about and just wing it. But I've seen too many women who have the qualifications, but they don't feel it's enough. They want that next piece of paper to hang on the wall and validate their worth. But in actual fact, they themselves need to validate their worth. Otherwise, people will end up chasing confidence like the elusive pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Too many people have misguided confidence. They are certain that they can't do something and convinced that they'll fail or be rejected. And because the belief is fixed, it tends to be realised. This is the kind of confidence, in a way. This is just confidence that you will fail, and it needs to be turned into confidence and belief that you will succeed. The more we repeat a negative belief to ourselves, the deeper it goes. And the deeper the belief, the more likely we are to repeat it over and over until it actually becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You say it, and then you become it, and round it goes. You've created a program. This is why our thoughts become our reality. But the great news is that none of this is your fault. But in order to change these beliefs, you do have to take responsibility for them. So for this, we're going to turn to science for a little while and talk about the human brain. Now, our brains are incredible organs. The human brain is the most complex and amazing creation in the whole world. It's more powerful than any computer could ever be. So I want you to imagine an iceberg. And this iceberg makes up your mind. The part above the water is the smaller but visible section, and that's your conscious mind. This is the part that you're using right now to concentrate on what I'm saying. And the other part of the iceberg, the vast hidden part below the surface, is the subconscious mind. Now, scientists claim that the conscious mind takes up approximately 10% of our mind, and a staggering 90% is the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind takes care of our bodily functions. We don't have to consciously think about our blood pumping around our body, our lungs breathing, or our hair growing. They just happen on autopilot. And an astonishing 95% of all of our behaviour and reactions apparently happen at a subconscious level. So take driving, for instance. When you first get behind the wheel, you've got no idea how you're going to be able to steer, change gears, navigate other cars, look out for traffic and pedestrians all at once. It feels completely overwhelming. And at this point, it's a very conscious process. But the more we practice, the more our subconscious mind can learn the patterns and imprint them so that it not only becomes easier, but it becomes second nature. So when you drive home now, I bet you don't have to concentrate nearly as hard. And I also bet that you've driven home at times and wondered how you even got back safely because you were so deep in thought that you can't actually recall the trip home or anything that you encountered or saw on the way. And that's the power of our subconscious mind. But because we don't have to consciously think about these things, it's like having a DVD running in the background on repeat. So you know all those limiting beliefs that we just talked about? That's where they're stored, in our subconscious mind. Now, these beliefs are often learned. We observe and then we copy our elders. And that becomes our programming. We create manuals as such. And the way we've learned to see the world and process our money can, are often picked up from parents, grandparents, teachers, and peers, including the fears that we have. Now, it's estimated that we have between 12,000 and 70,000 thoughts per day. But the problem is that they're often on autopilot. And 95% of the thoughts that you have today are the same as the ones that you had yesterday and will probably be the same as the ones you have tomorrow unless we do something about it. And because these limiting beliefs are running at a subconscious level, we aren't actually aware of them, which is where the problem lies. We don't realise that we're going around trying to run a business with one foot on the accelerator and the other one firmly on the brake. So if you've found yourself continuously sabotaging your results or procrastinating, then that's your reason why. That's your answer. Because you see, one of the main roles of the subconscious mind is to keep us safe, to protect us. So, if we've been programmed to believe that success is scary, or we'll be judged and criticised, or that with success comes far too much responsibility, or we won't get to spend any time with our family and friends, or any of those limiting beliefs that I mentioned, then is it any surprise that we find ourselves sabotaging our success? Now, our brains are so incredible, and they are simply doing their job. Our brains are designed to ensure that we are kept away from pain, right? Because our brains will literally do whatever they can to stop us moving towards pain. And whilst, yes, it's designed to move us towards pleasure too, it's always going to try to do more to avoid pain than it will to find pleasure. Therefore, we can't ever succeed at anything if we simultaneously are linking pain and pleasure to the same thing. Now, wow, that was a huge discovery and a massive light bulb moment for me when I discovered that. I was linking more pain to my business than pleasure. So no wonder I was taking one step forwards and then another step back. I was self-sabotaging. And these actions are all being engineered, caused and driven by our subconscious minds. Our subconscious mind isn't behaving like this because it's evil and wants us to be stuck in life. It really is on our side, but it just doesn't realise that its limiting behaviour is causing us all the agony and frustration. It really is a faithful servant. It's simply following the programming that it's got. It's using your beliefs to inform the actions. So really, self-sabotage is misguided self-love. It thinks it's what you want because of the beliefs you're carrying around deep in your subconscious mind, in that DVD that was running back there. If one of the greatest fears in life is to be rejected by others, then why would our brain allow us to be put in a situation where we could be judged and judged badly? Therefore, our subconscious mind will try to avoid any situation where we could be rejected. This could include going to networking meetings or having a photo shoot or asking a sale or just telling people what it is that we do. And then we go into fight or flight or, worse still, freeze. We put things off. We put our head in the sand rather than face something that feels unpleasant. And that is the most frustrating place to be. And I've been there. Now, our brains require a great deal of energy to operate. So to conserve energy, they develop really efficient ways of operating. And they do this by automating as much as possible, which is why 95% of our actions and our behaviours are subconscious. But in order to get the success that we dream of, we really need to change the way our brains are functioning, are programmed, and the way we speak to ourselves. And to do that, we need to become consciously aware of the way we think about business, and we then need to reprogram the subconscious mind to have more empowering thoughts. Now, not a lot of people know this, but there's actually a gatekeeper between the conscious and the subconscious mind. And that gatekeeper is called the reticular activating system. It's a bunch of nerves that sits at the base of your brain. Now, we are constantly being bombarded by millions of bits of data, and our brain can only process so much information at one time. Our extraordinary subconscious mind is actually aware of and absorbs 40 million bits of data per second. But our conscious mind can only process 40 bits of data. So our subconscious mind can absorb 40 million bits of data, and our conscious mind can process just 40 bits of data per second, because otherwise our senses would be completely overloaded. Because if we became aware of every little sound, sight or movement, we literally wouldn't be able to concentrate for a second. So the reticular activating system, or RAS, as I will refer to it from now on in, is the portal through which nearly all information enters the brain, with the exception of smells. And the RAS acts as a filter, and it only lets certain things through. Now, for survival's sake, it will respond to our name, anything that threatens our survival, or information that we really feel, that it really feels we need immediately. And that's why you can be engaged in the middle of a conversation and suddenly your ears prick up when someone across the room mentions your name, even if they're not actually talking about you. Now, that's the RAS at work. And it does this in case they are trying to get your attention. It's working to assist you in a world overloaded with data. So other than your name, how does it decide what's classed as important? And that's by what you focus on, by what your subconscious mind believes to be true about you. So what's this all got to do with your business? Well, lots actually, because the RAS can work to our advantage or a disadvantage. And that's because it can't actually distinguish between real events and synthetic reality. In other words, it believes whatever message we give it. It will then filter relevant information to match that message. Now, let me give you a real life example. 2 years ago, I made the conscious decision to buy my dream car, which was an Audi TT. Now, I've always loved that car and I could pick them out easily. However, I'd always told myself that they were just too expensive. Now, one day I sat down at my computer and looked up not only the price of a second-hand one, but also the insurance. And suddenly I realised that actually the price wasn't that bad. And I spent about 30 minutes visualising myself owning that TT. I saw it parked in my car parking space. I saw myself getting behind the wheel. I could smell the leather. I could feel the steering wheel in my hand. And I pictured myself zooming up the bypass near my home. Now, this powerful process of visualizing is basically imprinting into my subconscious mind. And it's telling my RAS that this is something that I'm ready for, something that interests me. Well, that next week, I spotted Audi TTs literally everywhere, not just driving past them, but parked on streets and in driveways of the roads that I regularly travel down, but I'd never noticed them before. I even saw a bright pink one every day that week, and I'd never seen it before that. I saw Audi garages that I didn't know exist, and there was even an Audi TT parked up the road from the school that I was working in with a for sale sign on it. Now, what on earth was going on? Where had all these Audi TTs actually come from? Well, nowhere. They'd always been there, but my RAS had just filtered them out. And all that was happening was that my brain was suddenly aware that an Audi TT was something of interest, so it brought my attention to each and every one. And the part that's slightly freaky but equally delighting is that about 2 weeks after I did this visualization, I got home and I found someone had parked in my designated parking spot. Now, this has only happened about 5 times in 3 years, and I'm not actually that bothered about it. But guess which car it was? Yep, a gorgeous brand new Audi TT. But that's not all. The number plate ended in ELW, which are my initials. It still gives me goosebumps and makes me smile to this day. And yes, I did get my Audi TT because I took action after that and I asked a friend who not only owned an Audi TT but was a bit of a car boff. And I asked him to help me to source a reputable one so I didn't get ripped off. And his response was, actually, I decided to sell mine this morning. And then I owned it 4 days later and I still love it just as much as when I first visualised that I would. And that's the power of activating our brains to help us to actually achieve our goals. And it's one of the reasons to focus on our goals every day, to kick our reticular activating system into gear. And by being clear on what you want and visualizing this regularly with emotion, you're telling your subconscious mind and your RAS that these are things that are of particular interest to you. So you're deliberately programming your reticular activating system as the gatekeeper to allow through any important information out of the 40 million bits of data that it receives. So all your job is to keep focusing on the end result, your end goal. And I'll explain exactly how to do that in the next audio. And then that way it becomes crystal clear to your RAS what your subconscious mind comes across. And if it's something that would be of interest to it, it's going to start making you consciously aware of it. And then you'll be able to start recognizing which people, opportunities or ideas that are going to help you to achieve your goal. Because basically, our mind is like Google. If you ask Google to look for something, it's going to bring up all of the information it can on that specific search, even things that aren't that related to it. And that's what your RAS will do. And that's what you need to start enabling it to do. And that's going to bring you so much power in your business because you're going to be able to spot opportunities, like I just said. So I want to draw your attention to the fact that our subconscious mind is automatic. It works without us having to do a thing. So in our business, we need to think, what we focus on expands. So keep focusing on the results that you really, truly want in your business rather than the worst case scenario, because it becomes far too easy to torment ourselves with what could go wrong rather than what could go right. So let's sum this up. Your beliefs about yourself and your business are just thoughts that you keep thinking and are etched into your subconscious mind. The more you repeat a negative belief to ourselves, and the deeper it goes. And the deeper the belief, the more likely we are to repeat it until it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You say it, and then you become it, and round it goes. You create a program, which is why thoughts become reality. And those beliefs are often based on experiences in our life before the age of 7 and up to the age of about 16. And that's why our fears are often completely irrational to our adult mind. And in some cases, it explains a lot, because people are often living their lives, their adult lives, on old and outdated belief systems that were formed in childhood. And that's why, if anything like I was, your business is basically being run by a small and scared child. That is essentially what our subconscious mind is, unless we have learned how to reprogram it. To overcome this, you need to change what you focus on. Now you know why you have beliefs that are limiting your success and where they come from. In the next audio, I'm going to teach you some of the most effective ways that I've found to enable you to program your mind for success. I'm so passionate about you gaining that inner confidence and a success mindset so that you can get out there and put your business on the map. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to program your mind in the next audio. No more hiding away, no more self-doubt. I'm going to show you how to program your mind and create a success mindset, because from that place that you really can start to claim your business, your dream business, and make it a reality. I can't wait to share the steps with you in the next audio. But until then, give yourself a break and remember, you absolutely can create the confidence that you crave. So I'll speak to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.